So now that the election season is winding down, what will happen to all of those fact checkers? Don't worry, they're going to be just fine. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Thanks to many public figures who speak with loose tongue and are free with the facts, the field of fact-checking is not going to shrink. If anything, it's about to grow. There are now close to 200 fact-checking organizations in 60 countries around the world. That's up by more than 26% in the last 2 years. The number does not count many media organizations that have partnered in an effort to cover the past election. And many now are looking for ways to continue their work, believing there's a need for it. Do you want to get into the field? More than half of the world's fact-checkers have a bachelor's degree. Almost a third have a master's degree. Those working here in the United States make an average of just over $63,000 a year. Buying organic food. You've heard it's better for your health and it's better for the environment. Now news from the Consumers Union that it also helps protect the health of farm workers on the job. With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.